Now I bring to these microphones a pastor, but that's not all he has done in his life. He was an All-American football player. He then went into the Professional Football League, the NFL, played for the Chicago Bears, but now he's out and he is pastoring in Edmond, Oklahoma. He pastors the Fairview Baptist Church, kind of connected to the political arena. He's been involved in trying to get Christians to pay attention to what's going on in this world, as well as from a biblical perspective, what's happening politically, and they have a connection if you really stop to think about it. And I wanted to talk to Paul because there's a report coming out of New York. They want to put up a Satan statue out in the Capitol at Oklahoma City. Before I do that, though, Paul, let me find out, how's the church going? We were out there last fall. Everything going well? And what's your game plan for this year?
Always enjoy having you with us, Brother Jimmy. You're always a blessing. Church is going well. Of course, we just weathered the Christmas season and all the activities and hustle and bustle of that. And now we're shaking off illness, which is running through the state of Oklahoma, and we're embracing the start of 2014. And our emphasis this year is we are really going to get deeper in the Word. We're really going to emphasize apologetics. We have this idea, or so many people, I think, have the idea that you have to abandon intellect, that Christianity is blind faith. Well, that's not true at all. Of course, you know, the great C.S. Lewis wrote, you know, being a former atheist, he said it was the evidence that compelled him to become a Christian. It's not blind faith at all. It's faith in the obvious and faith in the Word of God, which drives someone into Christianity. So we're hoping to strengthen and deepen our faith and hopefully have a bigger influence on the university in our own hometown here.
Wow, that's a great idea. Maybe some other pastors ought to be eavesdropping on this conversation and take the same approach. Doesn't seem like...
Well, it's the exact opposite strategy of the emergent church or seeker-friendly church movement. We're trying to get deeper in doctrine rather than wider and shallower.
Amen, brother. Keep on keeping on. Hey, let me talk to you first before we get to about this Satan statue. The Ten Commandments there at the Capitol. Talk to me about how that come about and what is actually on display there.
We have a monument that is on display on the grounds of the Capitol that was donated with private funds and erected with private funds. That is an exact replica of one that stands on the Texas State Capitol. And the one that stands on the Texas State Capitol was challenged and found to be constitutional. So there is absolutely no doubt in our minds that, well, quite frankly, constitutionally, there's no doubt in our minds. But even with the insanity of the modern courts, there's no doubt in our minds that we stand on the high ground here. And this whole thing is just it'll be a great opportunity, really, to educate people on truth.
And because of the Ten Commandments there at the state capitol in Oklahoma, a New York group has applied to try to build a statue of Satan at the same location. That does not seem like it should be done, but do you think they have a possibility of pulling it off?
Not a snowball's chance. And first of all, I'd like to invite New Yorkers to mind their own business. You know, the idea of federalism is we have competition among states. We have a limited federal government that works, that was created by the states and works for the states. At least in theory, that's how it was designed. And if New York wants to be insane, then help yourselves. But Oklahoma is Oklahoma's business, so we invite them to mind their own business. But from a historical perspective, you know, you can prove without doubt, and that's why this is such a great opportunity, because so often we forget about our heritage. But when we think back and we think about the Pilgrim migration, the Puritan migration, and you read the annals of history and you recognize that these men had solid biblical worldviews, and historians document that they searched the Bible for principles of government. And the whole reason that America has been different than all other nations, you know, the things that we have that we take for granted, you know, the fundamental principle that all men are created equal. You know, that's not a Hindu principle. It's not a Muslim principle. That wasn't even from the aristocracy of England, but it was a biblical principle. All men are equal at the foot of the cross. The concept of natural law, the definition of a monogamous family unit, our laws of morality. You know, Brother Jimmy, ownership and rights of private property, that wasn't from England. It was the King's Dale, the King's Forest, the King's Navy, and you were the King's subject. But that was a biblical principle. You know, right to fair trial, having a republican form of government, defined and written rule of law. All of these were principles that we take for granted as part of American law. But they weren't our original idea. They were actually biblical principles that were incorporated into American law. Even our Declaration of Independence stands upon two pillars of the Bible. Number one, that our rights don't come from government. We have unalienable rights that come from our Creator. And the second pillar is that there is a standard of absolute truth, and it's not the government that gets to determine what it is. It's not even a vote of the majority of the people that gets to determine what true is. Our Creator established what truth is, and in the Declaration it says that the laws of nature and nature's God, natural law, it is God's standard that is truth. So the entire structure of our society in these 50 states is built upon that biblical worldview and those biblical principles. Historically, that's a fact. So putting up a monument that honors the original law, the Ten Commandments, is nothing more than a historical recognition. And for these guys to come out and want to put some satanic statue in the lawn of the Oklahoma State Capitol is just absurd. But again, I embrace it as an opportunity to hopefully teach a few more people just what the foundations of American government were.
Well, I'm sure you're going to do that. And it also sounds like you Oklahomans are saying to those New York people, bring it on. We're ready.
Well, you know, that was the brilliance about the design of our federal government. I mean, we had very limited responsibilities that we, the states, delegated to Washington. Now, quite frankly, they have usurped those greatly, and that's why we have $17 trillion in debt. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in, and we see attacks on Christianity. And we weren't designed to be a dictatorship where Washington ruled over 310 million people. We are sovereign states, and the states delegated very limited responsibilities to this federal government, and they're supposed to be working on our behalf. However, the design of our system is, if the state of New York wants to tax themselves at 75%, well, help yourselves. If Massachusetts wants to establish their own socialized medicine and see if that works, well, we'll help yourselves. But it allows states to experiment and see who can be most successful. And quite frankly, we in Oklahoma, we have a great reverence for the Scripture. We're very traditional in our values, and we believe in individual liberty, and we think that we don't need a whole lot of government intervention. We think we can make it on our own.
I think if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation, dear listener, you probably want to move to Edmond, Oklahoma, and go to the Fairview Baptist Church. It's a great church. I was there recently, and hey, this is a great brother, a blessed brother, as the Bible talks about. Well, Paul, it's great to be able to talk to you again, and praise the Lord for your goal for 2014. I hope we can talk along the way. Thank you, my good friend.
Look forward to it, Brother Jimmy. God bless you. Bye-bye.